On our part, what I can say is that we are very, very, very ready to conduct the elections scheduled for 28 March and 11 April. I said this informed by the fact that in terms of the distribution of the permanent voter cards, we have reached a very comfortable level in the sense that we have distributed not less than 76.98% of the permanent voter cards nationwide as at 2 days ago. And people are collecting these cards, even though we have noticed some relapse, especially in the Federal Capital Territory, with the extension of the distribution of the permanent voter cards to 8th of March 2015, people seem to have relaxed in the thinking that there is still time for the collection of the permanent voter cards. And I would like to use this opportunity to still appeal to people who have not collected these PVCs to go out and collect them, because it is these PVCs we will use on election day to cast our votes. So it is very important that people collect these permanent voter cards. Secondly, just a week ago, all the national commissioners went to the states that they supervise to make sure that the processes we are perfecting using the extension of or the rescheduling of the elections to ensure that all the things we have been doing or are putting in place are being properly done. And as of now that we are speaking, already ballot boxes have been distributed to the states. The card readers that we intend to use for the accreditation of voters on election day have also been distributed to the states. Sensitive materials, that is ballot papers, which we collected from the vendors or contractors since February 12th, have also been distributed to the states and are the vaults of the Central Bank of Nigeria in each of the states awaiting distribution on election day. We have also intensified training of ad hoc staff, especially with respect to the use of the card reader. We have taken advantage of the extension to make sure that we give the ad hoc staff more elaborate training in terms of how to use the card reader on election day.
Some opposition groups, including the main opposition All Progressive Congress, have expressed concern that there is a chance the election could be delayed, and they said they will not tolerate any more election delay. How do you react to such expressions of concern from such groups in the country?
Well, on our own part as a commission, we have always said, even as at the time we were asked or we were given a security advisory, that the security agencies could not guarantee or secure the elections. Even as at that time, we were ready for the elections. And like I said earlier on, we have used the period of extension to further perfect the processes we have put in place. And for us, we want to restate that as at now, we are ready for the elections in terms of the materials we have deployed, in terms of training, in terms of even the psychology and motivation of our staff. We are ready for that, and we expect all stakeholders in the process to play their roles in such a manner that we will have elections that are superior to the ones that we conducted in 2011. And just a few days ago, the Commission also met with the security agencies. We have a special committee which we set up, consultative committee with the security agencies since 2011, and they have always advised us on security and how to protect the environment for elections. And based on the interaction or the engagement we had with them, we are very optimistic that this time around the issue or the concern concerning security would have been taken care of before the 28th of March.
If the card readers break down, does INEC have plan B to authenticate prospective voters before they cast their ballot?
Well, let me say this. Based on our own projections, we have about 120,000 polling units on the ground as it is. And we are likely going to create what we call voting centers, you know, during the elections, in addition to the polling units. Wherever we have congestion, where we have more than 1,000 voters per polling unit, we are likely to collapse that polling unit, say, into two, thereby having, on the average, 750 voters per voting center. Now, what it means is that in addition to the 120,000 units on the ground, we are expecting another, say, 20 to 30,000, making 150,000 polling units plus voting centers. Now, in spite of that, what the commission has done is to order 182,000 card readers. The idea is to provide for redundancies and spares. We know that in terms of technology, some of these card readers are likely to arrive dead, or they are likely to malfunction. And because of that, we made sure that we provided for spares and redundancies. Now, beyond that, the commission also had an arrangement with the political parties, whereby if, for example, an election is taking place in a polling unit and the card reader malfunctions, then we will now reconfigure a spare and use it to accredit. But even where the spare card reader still malfunctions, then the election in that polling unit will not take place until the next day. So that is the arrangement. And we have agreed, we have entered an agreement, you know, with the political parties on this. We have also agreed with them that according to our guidelines that we approved and issued and which we discussed with the political parties, that all voters who come to vote must present themselves with their permanent voter cards. So these arrangements have been made, they have been sealed, they have been agreed upon, and what remains is for us to implement them on election day. And we have used the period of extension to further do mock elections, to carry stress tests on the card readers, and we are satisfied, you know, with the results we have seen in terms of the durability and the versatility of the card readers.